All right, this is recording, and today is August 11th and
July 11th.
Wow. I like one of the things about eclipses is that time bends in on itself, and you start to feel like days have gone by, or you thought you started the day early and now it's nighttime. What? It just feels very bendy. Like reality gets bended, time gets bent. So I took us all the way to the end of the eclipse, which is August 11th. And we're just starting. So today is July 11th, and tomorrow the eclipse starts. We're going to have a new moon solar eclipse, which means that the sun and the moon are in Cancer together. It's the new moon. And what makes the eclipse is that the moon and the earth and the sun are all lined up in a row, and the moon is between the earth and the sun, and that shifts the electromagnetic field in a much bigger way than it when it's just a new moon. So you could say that an eclipse is like a really potentized, super powerful new moon, and it has certain properties, like it alters the electromagnetic frequency very profoundly in ways that usually our bodies can track it. If you're tracking very closely in your body, you can start to feel that it feels different in an eclipse window than not. And it's a portal for us to access other dimensions and other realities. It's also a portal for us to go through some pretty rapid, I kind of think of it as like going on the rapids. And people who have the eclipse points in their chart will associate this with very significant changes in their life, that the eclipse is like a new moon, is planting a seed for change and assisting us in seeing what we need to see, what hasn't been seen before, so that we can make those changes. Sometimes it's seeing, a belief or an emotion that really needs to be released, or sometimes it's seeing a relationship that needs to change or that you need to let go of, or that, you need to move or change jobs. And then once you see it, you can't unsee it. So eclipses bring things to a boiling point very rapidly because, when it's a lunar eclipse, all the phases of the moon will happen in like an hour. It normally takes a month, so time is collapsed in and of itself. So the window opens really now, because eclipses start, the energy starts coming in about a day or two before the actual event. So you're probably already feeling it. But tomorrow is the exact eclipse. We're not going to see it here. It's a minor eclipse, but we'll just feel it. And I'm just going to tell you archetypally what it's all about. So again, so it starts July 12th. And we're going to have three eclipses in this eclipse season instead of the average. Normally we have two, occasionally three, and they're spread out for a month. So when an eclipse window opens, it opens us into this altered kind of frequency, and that stays open until the eclipse window closes, which will be August 11th. So we have a month of these bookends where it's like we're in this cauldron and we're boiling. And we're boiling and we're boiling and we're coming and we're, we're cooking up something new. And we get to, use our intention around this. It's very important to be very intentional because you're in such fertile territory. So eclipses reveal what is hidden. And once we see it, we can't unsee it. That's something to notice. It starts July 12th at 20 degrees Cancer. The next eclipse will be a total lunar eclipse on July 27th, and that is going to be very powerhouse. That's going to be the real apex of this experience. We will not see it in the United States. It will be visible in Europe, and it will be visible in Africa. People are calling this the Great European Eclipse because it is the longest total lunar eclipse of the century. It'll be an hour and 23 minutes that the moon is dark. But the moon won't be dark. It'll actually be red. It's a blood moon. So in Europe, they're going to see a red moon and a red sky. It's kind of going to cast a red glow. It's for over an hour. That's huge. And also they'll see it in Africa.
And at what time?
It'll be happening at 4 in the afternoon maybe around 10-ish, 10, 11 o'clock at night there, something like that, depending on what country you're in and how what the time zone is. So if you're in Europe and you're listening to this, you're going to get to see this, which is going to be spectacular, really. And then on August 11th, we have a Leo new moon solar eclipse. We have two solar eclipses, and in the middle, we have a lunar eclipse. And eclipses are seed points. It's a seed is being planted that will then take that will then take 6 months, a year, even 2 years to grow. And so it's very helpful to know what seeds are being planted and to align your intention with this. Does that make sense? Okay. Eclipses are often, you know, events where we see shadow. So for example, in a lunar eclipse, what we're seeing is the Earth's shadow reflected back on the moon. And what we're not seeing is the sun's light that lights up the moon reflected back. So it's a time of really being able to see the shadow in ourselves and one another and in the cultural zeitgeist. And also being able to see or feel this, like, something very subtle layering in that's coming in and displacing old, new energies coming in, displacing old energies. Time collapses. It is a time that eclipses are associated with being, with reboots, deep transformation and intense change. You could say, my God, Lauren, every time you talk, you're talking about this. Like, deep transformation, intense change. Where's... Well, I think what's first of all, you mostly only hear from me when we're at a point in the season of the year that we're hitting the rapids again. So it's more like I'm like, hey, we're hitting the rapids again. And we're living in a time where there's wave after wave after wave. Like we're an onion being peeled. And it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. It's very difficult to hold on to staying the same. And it's also very difficult to pretend that we're not living in a time that the structures are unraveling. And it's also getting to be apparent that there are a lot of new structures being built, that we can really see the shoots and the seeds that have been planted taking root. And my son was just at a conference in Detroit, and he said, I love Detroit because, like, the apocalypse happened there already. It's like a whole new place happening, and people are living in community, and they're really helping each other out, and they're really creating new systems and new structures. And you know, that seed point was planted there. And so and in many, many places, you see incredible evidence of new life being birthed into this world as we watch things sort of unraveling and as we watch the old. So I'm going to talk about old energy and new energy rather than particular people. But certain people are exemplifying the old energy that doesn't want to yield to the new. And it used to be very underhanded and manipulative and secretive, that these secret points of power. But now, because there's this desperation, everything is being brought into the light of day. And there is no even attempt to hide tyranny. And this is because of this incredible desperation and lack of consciousness around it. But this is what's bringing it down. Things that are brought into the light of the day can't stay. And they can't stay in particular when this new energy keeps. So when you have an eclipse, you have the old energy coming up to be even more visible and released to be eclipsed, and the new energy layering in and downloading in. And so two things are happening simultaneously. And that's what makes it so, like, kind of altering, really, because we have to be on our toes for in our own lives what we need to release and eclipse and let go of. But we also need to stay conscious and aware of, like, letting things come in and feeling it with our bodies. So it's a reboot time. And throughout the year, there are these waves of energy. And so eclipses happen several times a year. So you're going to hear from me at eclipses. You're going to hear from me during solstices and equinoxes, or if a planet changes, moves into a new sign for a couple of years, that's also really a big deal. So this eclipse that's happening today with the Cancer new moon, the sun is in Cancer and the moon's a Cancer, 20 degrees. And what's also happening around this is a very interesting point of sacred geometry. There are three planets forming a triangle. It's pointing down. And these three planets are all in the water signs. And so imagine a triangle pointing down, water, liquid light, love, expansion, creativity, connection to the cosmos, connection to the big mama energy. And then you have another triangle that's pointing up, literally pointing up. And this is all earth signs. And the earth energies are all about grounding, bringing something into form. And so they're forming this almost like a six-pointed triangle, but they're not connected really. It's like their points are connected. And so we've got this liquid love pouring into the through the top of our head and in our bodies and pouring into the earth. And then we've got this chalice that's holding it. And Cancer is a crab. So this is Cancer is a crab. And crabs, interestingly, live on the earth and in the water. And we've got this sacred geometry of earth and water happening on this day. And we've also got opposite the new moon eclipse Pluto at 20 degrees exact. So we've got this very potent lineup of energy that is really bringing up issues around safety, security, love. It's all about opening our hearts to our vulnerability and to other people's vulnerabilities and calling in the divine feminine. This is all about bringing in that liquid energy of love from the big mama. She is incarnating through us and through all life. She is absolutely creative. She's opening our heart. She's opening us to greater luminosity, to like this yummy incarnational flow that is very celestial. But it's also boundless and being grounded into and asking us to manifest. You know, she's saying, I need you to manifest me. I need you to like hold me. I need you to really open up your awareness, your minds, your bodies, your hearts to the big mama. Let me in. Let me operate through you. I need to create a safe, secure space for the vulnerable. And she is assisting us in having massive breakthroughs, opening up our intuition and our ingenuity, and grounding this mothering energy. And she's asking what needs to be eclipsed so that responsible nurturing can take root in our culture and in our lives and manifest in practical, ingenious, and innovative ways. What do we need to reboot? And Pluto is there just churning up grief, you know, bringing up, you know, in our, so what's happening in our culture around this is, you know, well, a lot of the issues around the mother archetype are in the zeitgeist of the culture. We're seeing mothers separated from their children, absolute tyranny, absolute trauma. It's breaking people's hearts and asking, what can I do? This is not what Americans think we are. Of course, we've done it before. We've done it to Native Americans. We've sold children into slavery. Yeah, but we've done this. We've done this in other countries. We've done it here, but we haven't done it in the light of day. This is very visible, and it isn't in alignment with what we say we are. And it certainly isn't in alignment with our constitution. And so it's breaking people's hearts. And at the same time, we've got, what we thought was resolved in the 1970s when our government would go into, developing countries and like lie to them and say that formula was good for you, much better than breast milk. We've got this happening again. Like, didn't we solve this? Didn't we realize that? So again, it's the intention of ripping mothers from their babies. It isn't really working. Actually, I think it was Russia that came to the rescue in, which is so funny. Like even the, you know, Russians are like, no, you can't tell women that formula is better than their own breast milk in a developing country. Like cut that out. I mean, it didn't fly, but it was tried. And then you've got, you know, just, you know, just things that are ripping people apart. And at the same time, what's happening is that in people's, I'm noticing this in my practice, that my clients, their own traumas around not being loved, not being nurtured, not being safe, is really coming up to also be released. And this eclipse is like an amazing herbal elixir that's pulling it all up and pulling it out and helping us release and reboot and invite in the big mama into those spaces that are opened up and know that this massive love flow is pouring in and is asking us to move into action. And Andrew Harvey is this really fun teacher who talks about the Divine Mother. And he said, you know, she's bitch slapping us awake. And it really feels like this eclipse is kind of a combination of getting a really big bear hug by the mother and also like bitch slapped awake, like wake up, get up, move into action. There are helpless people that need love and care. We need to bring this into the world now for real. And so it's like a homeopathic remedy that's bringing this alive in us. It's waking us up, and it's the mother bear. And so she has this ferocity. And this is moving beyond class, race, gender, and political party, this mother energy that's coming up. Not in everyone, but in the culture. And at the same time, we have today or yesterday Jupiter moving direct. And Jupiter's in Scorpio, so Jupiter's been retrograde, which means Jupiter's been like going underneath and like pulling up what needs to be made visible, what needs to be made visible, what needs to transform. Now Jupiter's moving direct, and so we'll tend to make things visible. When Jupiter went into Scorpio, that is when Harvey Weinstein was called out, and the Me Too movement was born. And I think with Jupiter moving direct again, we're about to see another layer of people getting called to the carpet that thought they could get away with things, that this energy, this mama bear energy is like, no fucking way. This ends now. And this is an energetic that's coming in. And so for you, you know, spend some time over the next few days as this is coming in, setting your intentions. You know, what part of my heart needs healing? What part of the vulnerable parts of me that don't feel safe need loving? And how can I invite that big mama energy that's connected to me in to hold those spaces? And how can I bring in a responsible, nurturing energy into the world that feels like it's mine to do in a practical way that will work? And the mama energy is like, I want you to protect. I don't want you to fight. Don't go into the streets and fight for freedom. Protect what you love. Protect the vulnerable, protect, be the protectors, like in Standing Rock. They were protecting what they love. Align with what you want. Don't fight against what you don't want. That doesn't mean that there won't be people taking to the streets, because there probably will, but hopefully with an energy of protection and a vision of what we want to bring into the world and not just what we want to be stopping. Although there also is this, the mama has to say no sometimes, like, a no, we're not doing that. That's not happening, not on my watch. Inviting love in, inviting Big Mama in to hold the vulnerable parts of ourselves and others is what this particular eclipse is starting with. And, you know, we're also being really made aware of that this country had a constitution that was a really radical document that said all people have a right to life, liberty, happiness, freedom. And we are still trying to figure out how to bring that into form. And this series of eclipses is very much about bringing in the energy and bringing in the awareness and the insight and the ingenuity and the innovative ideas to birth this into the next layer. It is a rising up of the protective, nourishing, yet fierce energy of the mother in all of us. It is also about awakening the divine feminine, how and bringing it into really into all of our cells and all of our chakras, that it is felt and not just thought about. She is all about feeling, and this eclipse is all about feeling, because we have this grand trine in water and we have this grand trine in earth, And it's all about allowing this, these deep, deep, deep feelings to come up, to be released, and then to birth and ground something new. I'm calling this the eclipse of the great mother bear. And she's asking us to consciously engage and to bring this into the world through responsible, committed acts of love and kindness. And Cancer is an energy that is an action-oriented energy. So this is, eclipse is asking us to actually take action. Not necessarily on the days of the eclipse. In the days of the eclipse, you're probably going to want to rest, be in water, take baths, drink a lot of fluid. You know, it's very tender. There's a lot of tender-heartedness that happens. It's like getting a massive acupuncture treatment, really, from the celestial. And it, again, it takes weeks, months, years to fully, after these seeds are planted, for them to fully take root. Although I think that by the end of August and early September, we're going to see a lot of this energy starting to move into the world. So then we've got July 27th, this total lunar eclipse, this blood moon that will be visible in Africa and Europe, red. This moon is going to be at 4 degrees Aquarius, and the sun will be at 4 degrees Leo, and Mars is at 4 degrees Aquarius. So this moon, this eclipse moon, is conjunct Mars, the masculine, and it's also conjunct the south node, which is the past. So there's something about what needs to be eclipsed in the old energy and as it manifests through our masculine flow and through certain players in the world that are demonstrating this old patriarchal masculine energy that is needing to be eclipsed. It is squaring Uranus, so we can expect right around June 27th, sudden unexpected changes, awakening, increases in flashes of intuition, ingenuity, surprise events. Again, this is the longest total lunar eclipse in a century, and it will be red. So this eclipse, because it's in Aquarius, is about stepping up our vibrational field. It is about shaking us out of whatever slumber we've been into. It is about revelation. Things will be revealed around this time. Many fireflies at dusk is the Sabian symbol. And I'm going to read a little bit about that in a moment. It's about innovation. It's about the truth being revealed, awakening our awareness, bringing in new ideas that are way outside the box, so outside the box that there is no box. It's kind of like gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhisvaha, like gone, 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 gone beyond gone, gone into the formless and bringing in these new visions, these new ideas that really are all about letting us, assisting us in releasing our attachment to the old energy and bringing in radical revolutionary change that are supporting evolution. It's about finding your community and expanding it. You know, both of these eclipses are about that because, you know, Cancer is about home and family and roots and tribe. And Aquarius is about community. And again, when we're in the eclipse energy, we may be more aware of what isn't there, but our awareness of that actually makes space for what we really deeply long for to come in. So regardless of what you're feeling, it's important to set your intention around what you want to see happen in your life and in the world. It's about taking quantum leaps, illumination, connection to the greater light and egalitarian ideals. And because Mars is there, and because Mars is retrograde, there's going to also be the particularly the old masculine energy and the different players on the world stage that are acting this out. And they're acting it out as plain, as big and as visible as this eclipse is going to be, right? Things are going to be revealed around this time, but they're also going to be seething with anger. There's going to be a lot of anger and frustration, and not just in like the shadow, but in ourselves, because when Mars is retrograde, well, we want things to happen faster than they usually can. And so there's usually this element of frustration, fatigue, and then you've got these eclipses that are altering everything and bringing up the shadow and bringing up a lot of emotion, also asking us to download these new frequencies and these new energies, to be clear about our intention, and there will be things happening on the world stage that are rather intense. You know, you're like, come on, isn't it intense enough? But it'll be more intense. So I want to read to you, every once in a while I get the idea that I should read the Sabian symbol for this. And I rarely get that idea, but when I do, it's like, whoa. This is a Sabian symbol for the eclipse moon on July 27th. Many fireflies at dusk. You become aware all at once of staggering things, of astounding things, of world-shattering things, states of revelation. You are being called inwardly to shake off the slumber of the common day and to heed the stirrings of the future. Capable of bounding leaps, you are infused with a spirit of new beginnings, especially strongly drawn towards altered states and threshold awareness. You've been brought to places where all of the shared assumptions and ideologies become pale and lifeless. Something other sparks recognition and pursuit, collectively inspire to find alternatives, to seek a vision, to gather with those who are similarly touched. You are in on the ground floor of new movements and innovative discoveries and full of wonder and awe at the process and a whole new way of things and worlds such as this one. So that's Elias Longsdale's channeled what the different degrees mean. So that's what this eclipse is about. So regardless of what crazy stuff is happening in the world, that is what I want you to remember this eclipse is bringing through. Tyranny is really exposed, and democratic ideals, radical connection to what is our Constitution saying? People are created equal. How do we do that? And look what's happening. And of course, we've got the Supreme Court. We've got the exact opposite of what I'm talking about manifesting, and that tends to be what happens during eclipse. But again, it is about a reboot. It is about this is like getting swept away. And I don't mean overnight. But each of us is waking up to what is our role to play. And the energy and the desire to stand up and play our role is really coming in with this eclipse season and finding your people, finding your tribe, finding your community. And people are really moving and acting more and more and more. And this is going to especially be true in September during the autumn equinox, that is going to be a huge movement, particularly in our country with an election. People are going to want to get involved in whatever way. I mean, some people will be doing ceremonies. Some people will be creating altars and gardens, and some people will be singing, and some people will be marching in the streets, and some people will be bringing people to polls, and, they'll be calling senators. But it's all about engaged citizenship is what this is about. How to do what needs to happen to dream the dream of what our Constitution was really all about into reality. And again, things will be revealed that will make it very difficult for the charade that's happening to continue. It'll just make it very difficult. What actions do I need to take to bring this into reality? And then we have on the 11th, Leo new moons. We have the sun and the moon in Leo on August 11th at 18 degrees. Leo is all about creativity, showing up, shining, taking action. It brings the fire of igniting inspired action. Taking inspired action from a place of love, generosity, and connection to our light. Leaning into the desired outcome. Showing up. Leo says, show up. Take your place on the world stage. Own your divinity. Own your light. Show up and shine and bring your love into the world. Bring your creativity. Bring it all. And what is Leo eclipsing? It is eclipsing the shadow of inspired leadership. What is the leadership that is showing up that is not inspired action for the benefit of the collective good? And, last year we had a Leo eclipse, the Great American Eclipse, and right around that date was when Charlottesville happened. And then we had the leader of the free world praising the Ku Klux Klan and Nazis. That is how real this shit gets in terms of tyranny exposed. So you expect this around eclipses of stuff just getting exposed. And then the other side of it is, it pulls out the reaction in us of we want more love. We want inspired leaders. We want to become the inspired leaders. And a lot of this is about also empowering young people between the ages of 18 and 35, the millennials, to wake up and play their role, because they really were born with a very different energy. They know how to step into structures and completely they're wired for change. They're wired for love and compassion and connection. They know what to do. And you're seeing people in this election, like this young woman who was 28 years old, won. You're seeing these people waking up, shining their light, going, stepping into the world and taking their place and moving into these old, outmoded, like old energy institutions and bringing in these new ideas. And that's what these eclipses are about. They're seeding the energy for that to happen, but it's also, these are action-oriented eclipses. And they will be hard, there will be things that are going to happen over the next month that are going to continue to break our hearts. And the eclipses bring up a lot of emotion. But they also, it's like riding the rapids into a new reality. Does that make sense? So hold on to your hats, show up, stir the pot. So I want you to imagine that there's this, that we always talk about eclipses as cauldrons of transformation, and we're ladling out things from the pot that we really don't want to be there. They're like bubbling up, tyranny. Bubbling up, we're ladling it out and we're putting in the new ingredients, love and compassion and big mama and the feminine. But there, anyone who wants to can cook up the pot of soup, not just people that care about love and compassion and kindness. And so it's like, who's going to show up and into this world? We have to show up. We've been cooking and stewing and meditating for a really long time. And now it's time to start taking action. And right in September, when we have the Libra equinox, Libra's about justice. Libra's about bringing more justice into the world, and that's going to be what's playing out. We're going to start seeing more justice, and you can tell that in our environment, some of the we're probably going to start seeing some really hardcore proof about laws that were broken that is irrefutable. And it's going to call people up into action. If you want something to be done about this, you're going to have to make phone calls. You're going to have your voice heard. It's going to be something like that. But in the end, it's also about energetically downloading those seed pods that are allowing us to manifest a much higher octave of our humanity and to find our pods, find our people. So, any questions about this? Authentic leader. Okay, so again, authentic leadership is the Leo new moon. Creativity, showing up, calling in the light, taking inspired, consistent action. And allowing this old energy to really cannibalize itself as it keeps showing up in this, you know, like with this, like, absolute crazed, insatiable greed, and this whole notion of certain people deserve everything and everyone else doesn't. That's the shadow of Leo. I'm God, you're not. So I'm going to show up and take it all. But the healthy Leo is we're all gods walking around in human bodies, and we're bringing that in more and more and more. And so that's, so this is a call to transform. These eclipses are a call to maximum transformation, planting new seeds, rebooting, calling in more light, calling in big mama, calling in more love, and asking, how can I bring this in a practical way into my life? What's going to work for me? Any questions?
How do they kind of pull together? Like, I know you talked about it taking time for things to manifest. I know there was a solar eclipse February 15th, which is close to the Florida shootings too, and you're talking about things being close.
Yeah.
How is that Aquarius eclipse pull into now? It's kind of Leah and things like that.
That's a really good question. Eclipses happen in families. So we have the Aquarius Leo family. And around eclipses, crazy stuff happens. People go a little nuts around eclipses. They feel like they're, you know, if your emotion comes up, you're going to tend it. You're going to tend your shadow. But if you're really imbalanced, you know, that's going to show up even more during times like this. And I also wanted to say that the eclipse tomorrow on the 12th is the beginning of a new family of eclipses that's going to happen in Cancer and Capricorn over the next few years. And Cancer and Capricorn in particular are all about bringing practical, inspired, new, bringing in a new operating manual. Like, how do we set things up so that this can't happen again? How do we bring things, how do we really set things up in a practical, grounded way? And we work on it for several years. So people are seeing the shadow of leadership right now and the shadow of greed. But we're also, if you pay attention to what's happening in your own consciousness, we're really getting a lot of upgrades. And also people are really looking at love. Leo and Aquarius is all about, how do we bring in higher truth, higher love, higher egalitarian ideals into the world? And all of a sudden, our constitution, which is really a document about that, we're starting to think about that a lot as we get these Supreme Court experiences where we're starting to worry about it, like, uh-oh. And then we're starting to ask, what was this all about anyway? Did we ever live these ideals? How can we do this in a bigger way? And we're setting it up to start bringing that in as we work, move through this this time of tyranny. I'm going to turn the recording off.
Do you publish that recording somewhere? Do you put it out somewhere?
Yes.